Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Big week next week, State Boys Hockey Tournament, XL Energy Center St. Paul. Bracket released earlier today. It's online at WCCRadio.com. Take a look. Make your predictions. This is in a lot of offices. There are tourney brackets that are handed out. And Jess Myers joins us from the Rink Live to talk all things hockey. And Jess, this is kind of a new look state tournament, particularly on the AA side. You've got perennial Power Edina, the number one seed, but Jan has knocked off Minnetonka. They're the number two. Centennial beat Maple Grove. They're the number three. You got White Bear Lake. They took down Hill Murray in the game at Aldrich last night. And then, of course, Grand Rapids beat Andover up in Duluth at Amsoil Arena to claim the number five seed in Section 7AA. The other teams in the tournament, Elk River Zimmerman, a four. Creighton-Durham Hall, a five seed. Rochester Century and John Marshall, they kind of end the streak by the Lakeville schools. They get to the tournament, so should be fun starting on Thursday in AA.
Here's what's crazy to me about this field, Steve. Grand Rapids beats Andover last night in overtime, dramatic game. Grand Rapids is the only number one seed out of a section that advanced to the tournament. How about that stat? You've got seven teams in the tournament that were not the top team in their section, including, you mentioned Chanhassen. I was at that game against Minnetonka at Braemar a couple nights ago. Wow. Just, you know, if there is any better, more intense hockey than a section final played in a packed barn between two good teams, I have not seen it. It's just fantastic. And what a time of year. I also went to Bloomington Ice Garden the night before. I saw Edina advance, you know, and perennial powerhouse Edina. And what's funny to me, Steve, is it's so easy to say, oh, I hate Edina. You know, I can't stand Edina, anybody but Edina. Then you sit down and you talk to these kids and you realize they're 17-year-olds and they're having the time of their lives. And how can you dislike, you know, the pure joy that goes on, even on a program like that, a team like Edina that seems like they're there every year and they've won, you know, what, a dozen titles over the years. And, you know, just such a fun time of year.
Well, I was at Braemar for the 3AA championship, and it was St. Thomas Academy against Creighton-Durham Hall. Creighton-Durham Hall wins their section. They're a five seed, the lowest seed to make the field. But Mad Funk's club played great. They beat number one Eastview on Monday night. They got a phenomenal goaltender in Owen Nelson, who is just absolutely lights out. And then On top of it, in that game Friday night at Braemar, packed barn again, you have Mike Randolph trying to become the winningest coach in boys' high school history, and he came up short in a 3-1 loss.
Mike Randolph will be the winningest all-time coach in Minnesota high school history at some point. He's just going to have to wait another, until next November probably to make that happen.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
You know, talk about Creighton, a team that really surprised everybody. And, you know, they've put together a really nice run here. That's another fun thing about this time of year is just the unexpected nature of it. Now, it's almost the opposite in Class A. It seems like it's kind of a lot of teams we expected to be there in Class A.
Right.
And I think just a fantastic tournament field. Warroad is the number two seed in Class A, and they were also the number two seed in their section. They knocked off East Grand Forks to get back there, a team that's been state runner-up the last 2 years. You know, you've got Hermantown there, kind of I'll just say it, it's kind of a ho-hum thing. Oh, boy, Hermantown's back. You know, there's
right,
all that
yeah.
talk and controversy about whether they're playing at the right level, and you know, they've been so dominant for so long. But, you know, another great team. And that bracket looks just stacked with Orono and Matamidi and just, you know, St. Cloud Cathedral, just some really, really good Class A teams.
Yeah, and once again, Warroad comes to town, and you have a bit of rooting interest there, Jess. So
well, you know, it's my hometown, and I know those folks
right.
well. I saw them, you know, up at Hockey Day Minnesota,
yeah.
and they did a great job. Here's another great stat, Steve. Hockey Day Minnesota had 8 boys teams play over the 3 days there. Of those 8 teams, one of them, Warroad, made the state tournament. That's just crazy to me. Wyzetta didn't get there. Moorhead didn't get there. Roseau didn't get there. You know, some really good teams. Warroad was the only one out of the 8 Hockey Day Minnesota teams to make it down here to St. Paul.
Yeah, and the tournament begins Wednesday with 1A, 2A on Thursday. Semifinals, great day on Friday. And then, of course, championship Saturday. And the consolation games are going to be at Aldrich this year. Mariucci Arena's not available. And by the way, Jess Myers joins us from the rink live on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. All right, college hockey. Let's start with the Golden Gopher men. They blow out Michigan, and they're locked into the 3 in the Big Ten, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was weird. We had a lot of drama last night. We've got no drama tonight. Everything's set. The playoffs are absolutely set in the Big Ten after what happened last night. Gophers are going to be the 3 seed. They're going to host Penn State in a best-of-3 series next weekend. And that's always kind of a tough weekend for the folks who sell tickets for the Gophers. As fun as this team is, as good as this team is, you've got students on spring break. You've got state hockey tournament going on. I mean, it's the bizarre world of Minnesota hockey where everything takes a backseat to the high schools for a couple days, as it should be. I mean, I'm not complaining about it. But that'll be a good series. The Gophers handled Penn State a couple weeks ago, shut them out twice. So they look like a team that wants to get back to the Big Ten tournament for sure. And congratulations to Michigan State. This is a team that was perennial in the basement of the Big Ten standings. 2 years ago, they went out and got a new coach. They made a little bit of strides last year. They did great stuff in the transfer portal. They won the Big Ten title last night. They become the 7 teams in the Big Ten. 6 of them now have won the title. How about this stat? The only team that has not won a Big Ten regular season title, University of Michigan, which is, you know, a national powerhouse seemingly every year. So, and in any case, congrats to the Spartans. They're your regular season champions, and they have their eyes set on getting here to the Frozen Four in St. Paul in April, definitely.
All right, NCHC North Dakota, number one, but there's some drama behind the Fighting Hawks.
Yeah, St. Cloud and Denver, who are playing this weekend in St. Cloud. Denver won last night. They're jockeying for position, trying to get things set for the playoffs. I did say, Steve, it's a good year to wear green and white because North Dakota's almost certainly going to win the NCHC. They wear green and white. Michigan State won the Big Ten last night. They wear green and white. And congratulations to Bemidji State. They win the CCHA title last night. They smoked Minnesota State Mankato and kind of end that reign that the Mavericks had atop the CCHA seemingly forever. A good Mavericks team, but Bemidji State was a little better, came on late in the season, and congratulations to them winning the CCHA title.
Yeah, There you go. St. Thomas, an outstanding year in the CCHA, and as we've talked about, not really a sleeping giant, but we've mentioned it before, Jess. They get the new building online. Look out for the Tommy's men's and women's program. And another one I want to say look out for, Augustana. I was down in Sioux Falls. My wife is from there. My kids were born in Sioux Falls once upon a time, but my wife, Sioux Falls native, still a lot of in-laws there. Checked out the new building over at Augustana. Oh, my. And there's already a lot of...
see that place.
Yeah, it is the real deal. And I just think they already get a lot of kids from the cities and from Minnesota to go to school. It's a good school. It's been around a long time. But that building's going to be a draw, and it's a growing town. I think they're going to get a lot of players in there for Augustana.
And they're playing in the CCHA, you know, so they're going to have those rivalries with the Minnesota teams. They're not too far away, yeah. And Garrett Raboyne, you know, Gophers assistant coach, longtime St. Cloud State assistant coach, played for the Huskies. He's a Minnesota kid. He has done a fantastic job there. And he had an interesting advantage because he basically had a year off to sit and build a program, a very different route than the way St. Thomas did it, for example, where they took a Division III program and just decided to move it up to Division I basically overnight and had the kind of the growing pains that went along with it. Really cool to see how quickly they've been able to put things together at Augustana. And you're absolutely right. Having a building like that to draw kids to is going to be a huge advantage.
Yeah, it is. They spared no expense on that rink. When you get down there, you're going to be pretty impressed. WCHA, women's hockey. The Golden Gophers lose to Minnesota State on Friday night. They're up 6-1. I don't know if it's gone final yet, but they're going to need to go to a third game to get to the WCHA final faceoff.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is not a huge surprise to folks who watch the WCHA regular season. The Gophers won all of their games with Minnesota State Mankato, but nothing came easy. And you see what John Harrington has done with that program down in Mankato. You know, it's not that surprising to see them turn in a game like that and play as well as they did. This is a good Gopher team. It's not a great Gopher team, but they are capable of nights like tonight where they're, you know, kind of flip a switch and turn it on and score a bunch of goals. But nothing comes easy for this team, and they've had to scrap and claw. So not a huge shock to see MSU Mankato come in and win one in a playoff series, which will force, you know, a Sunday game now to decide who moves on to the final faceoff.
And beyond that, NCAA tournament projections for Minnesota, they've got to be in trouble, I would think.
I don't think they're necessarily in trouble. I mean, they certainly have some runway here to straighten things out.
Okay.
With a win tomorrow, and if they get into the WCHA tournament, which of course is played on their home rink, you know, which is an advantage, obviously, but to play in a place you know. But you know, just I guess it shows the nature of just how good and how deep the WCHA is, top to bottom, this year and for a lot of years now.
Yeah. It sure feels like Ohio State is the odds-on favorite. It'll be a surprise if they don't win at all.
I wrote about this earlier in the week, but, you know, PWHL Minnesota, they went out and traded for Sophie Jakes, who was the superstar for the Buckeyes the last couple of years. Now she's playing for Minnesota, a star defenseman for them. She won the Patty Kazmaier Award last year, which goes to the top player in women's college hockey. And I talked about a little bit after their game on Tuesday. They played over at 3M Arena at Mariucci. Just how odd it is for Sophie Jakes to hear cheers when she plays in Minnesota now. Natalie Darwitz, their general manager, said, well, you know, I had a front row seat the last couple of years watching all the stuff she did against the Gophers. So when they needed defense, it was pretty obvious who she wanted to go out and get. So kind of fun to see, you know, these WCHA stars that were hated by the Gopher fans, and now all of a sudden they're beloved in Minnesota.
Yeah. Final thought. Wild Blues coming up at 5 today. They're not mathematically eliminated, but the Wild are in trouble.
I made this analogy a couple weeks ago, Steve, on another show. I will make it here. Do you remember the movie The Sixth Sense, you know, with Bruce Willis? It's about a 20-year-old movie. So I don't think I'm spoiling anything on a 20-year-old movie, but, you know, I said there was that movie where Bruce Willis was dead for the whole time and he didn't know he was dead. That's kind of the way the Minnesota Wild, I look at them for about the last month. You know, they've scratched and clawed. They've got some wins here. They cannot win games in the division. And if you can't win games in your own division, you're not going to make the playoffs, as sad as it seems. So that creates the drama of the trade deadline coming up. And what are they going to do? And are they going to be sellers? And what can they get if they decide to sell off some assets? So, yeah, I just don't have high hopes that this team is able to have enough runway to put a push together here in March to get into the playoffs.
Yeah, eight back of the final wild card with 22 to go. So there's still a lot of games to be played, but that's a lot of points to make up. All right, Jess, good to visit with you.
Good to talk hockey, Steve.
There he is, Jess Myers from The Rink Live, joining us here. News Talk, 830-WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.